I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given
What's
time
up, everyone? It's your boy T, once again, live from Fenway, deep in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, the greatest city in the world. It is. I got something to talk about tonight where it's something that's been on my mind. I don't know why. It's not that big of a deal. It's kind of fucking humorous, I think. It's been all over social media a few days ago. Again, I had a couple days off and I'm just airing out some fucking dirty laundry and whatnot, getting some opinions out there, going through some topics that are going on in the world. And actually, as I'm recording this today, on Monday, September 24th, it turns out that this wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I'm going to get this fucking out there because, like I said, I promise to be fucking topical and fucking blunt and honest and trying to avoid as much editing as possible. I'm going to fucking, you know, do this shit in one take it, like Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls.
Baby, baby.
So Bill Cosby was fucking found guilty, obviously, a couple months ago, and his sentencing today came down for that 2004 rape. He's only getting 3 fucking years. 3 years. After all that shit and all those women that came forward and all that fucked up shit that he did back in the day with the roofies and the raping and the touching these fucking women, America's dead. The fucking psychiatrist, the psychologist downstairs in that fucking brownstone in New York. Was it New York City? Or in Washington, D.C. on the Cosby Show? I don't know, but fucking Cliff Huxtable, Mr. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable. The fucking Fat Albert, the Jell-O's fucking pudding pops. That Bill Cosby. A big part of the fucking 1980s, big part of my childhood. NBC must-see TV was doing all this fucked up shit. And all these women came forward and you could say that this was the fucking, the spark that started the Me Too movement, which, you know, inspired a lot of women to go after fucking Harvey Weinstein to finally speak up. I do think a lot of people were speaking up too just to get their names back out there and get some cases, you know. Obviously the Kevin Spacey thing was going on, but I'm not fucking judging. I'm not to say who's fucking guilty and who did what and which ones are bullshit, which one trying to make some fucking get their names fucking back in fucking social media and get some movie roles again. I don't know. That's a fucking conversation for another day, but there was some fucked up shit going on, obviously, all those years in fucking Hollywood, and people with star power, mostly fucking guys abusing that power like Bill Cosby, did some fucked up shit, man, and fucking roofing a girl, like, well, let me just speak on that real quick. I got a fucked up sense of humor. I really do. And I find things funny that I shouldn't find funny. I don't find fucking rape and roofing fucking funny at all. And that is something that's pretty fucking popular. And I think colleges to this day, but back in the day, I remember when I was going there, like, you would make a casual joke, like, fucking watch your drink. Somebody's going to fucking roofie you, this and that. I mean, I would say it to, even my buddies would say it to each other as a joke, like nonchalant. And it's fucking something that these douchebags in fucking college kids who can't get fucking laid, college dudes in fucking frat houses who come from fucking money and have always had things given to them. And I'm not saying everybody's like this. I'm saying for all you little fucking douchebags out there, you know who the fuck you are. You know what you've done. I mean, there were classes at fucking college at Northeastern University. And I went there as a freshman in 1995 coming from fucking East Boston, Massachusetts, with the worst types of fucking people in the world. I mean, there are no many fucking rapists in East Boston, I'll tell you that much. But my first exposure to a college rape and roofie, and that was in college when we had to do freshman orientation. And they would tell you about those blue lights on campus that, you know, they call the campus police and what to look out for. And a lot of it was tailored towards, you know, women back then. You're talking like mid to late 90s. And they were talking about be very alert when you go to college parties, that what guys do, and it's set like this fucking scare. And I would look at some of these girls that were coming from like fucking Oklahoma and fucking Wisconsin who are coming to the big bad city of Boston, and they're away from their families for the first time. And it's like a scare tactic that I don't know if it worked on some of them or not, but one of the first things they were teaching these girls, these orientation classes back then, was that a lot of guys are fucking douchebags and they'll fucking do anything to get in your pants. And from fucking my experience from seeing these fucking guys and my time, me, my fucking cousin, and my boy, the three of us were gonna fight a whole fucking frat house at fucking Northeastern. They were afraid to come downstairs. We punked the whole frat house. during fucking pledge week because they were a bunch of little fucking douchebags with their pop fucking collars, and we were ready to fucking fight. We had our East Boston accents, our tattoos. We were fucking all fucking lifting weights, and we were all fucking just maniacs back then. And I remember those kids and those frat house boys back then. I'm not judging all you little frat boys right now, but I'm talking about my experience. So go fuck yourself if you don't like my experience. They were all these little fucking entitled little pricks. And they were the ones, wasn't the kids from the fucking hood there on scholarships like myself. It wasn't the fucking kids who grew up in fucking Boston or came over from other fucking cities like New York. It was these little fucking rich white boys from the fucking suburbs who would fucking go get their little fucking dealers and they thought they knew a guy on campus and get fucking weed and ecstasy back in the day. And yeah, they would fucking get roofies and they would drop it in girls' fucking drinks. That was that fucking type. They do that. They still do that to this day. I got one niece in college, another one on the way next year. And I gave one that talk and I'll give the other niece that same talk about not to scare them like the scare tactics of my university did, but more so just to tell them like a real world situation that there are guys out there. I don't care how fucking nice they seem. You do not take a drink from a guy you do not know. You pour your own fucking drink. You never get one handed to you. There are guys that try to do that because they're pieces of fucking shit. They're so used to having everything their way, things given to them, using that fucking power, running on their fucking family names that they fucking do that shit. And that's fucking disgusting. And if I ever fucking came across a fucking kid that fucking did that, I would break his fucking legs. Yeah, that's the 41-year-old T talking, but I still get that Eastie in me. But that goes into no different than what the fuck Bill Cosby was supposedly doing. Was he a fucking young frat boy? No. He was America's dad. He was a rich, powerful Hollywood actor that abused his fucking power. And he wasn't above that just like those little fucking little frat college boys. He fucking put that shit into women's drink, paralyzed them, knocked them out. They were in and out of a state of consciousness. He fucking did that and he fucking diddled them and he touched them and he fucking raped them. Like, it doesn't matter if it was fucking Bill Cosby. Everything we knew about him went out the fucking window. And today, after all that, I know he has other pending cases out there. I know he's 80 years old, whether he's blind or faking that. Like, what's the point of putting an old guy in fucking prison? You know what? Put him in there and let him fucking die in prison. He fucking raped fucking women. Don't judge him on America's Dad that you saw on TV. Don't judge him as that blind 80-year-old man now. Think about it when he was in his 30s and 40s and 50s using his fucking power on TV and raping these fucking women. He was very capable back then. Then you should put him in prison and treat him like that capable guy once again. That is fucked up. There are a couple things that I don't fucking tolerate. Again, I come from a world of fucking halfway fucking crooks, full crooks, criminals, hustlers, you name it, right? And I'm not going to get out there. I will never put up my fucking neighborhood of friends and family on blast. But I don't tolerate fucking rapists, women fucking beaters, and fucking people that fucking beat children or people that hurt fucking animals. All right? That people who, now again, ladies, don't fucking come at me like this or we could defend ourselves. A grown-ass fucking man beating you or fucking weighing more than you or raping you, that is fucking disgusting. Same grown-ass man doing that to a small fucking child or a big grown-ass man beating the shit out of a fucking dog or a cat. That is shit that I don't fucking tolerate. And I've gone into my fair share of fucking strangers in the fucking street when I saw that, getting myself into fucking fights just to get my point across of where I fucking stood, and I didn't stand for that shit at all. So there is no fucking reason that fucking Bill Cosby should be doing just 3 fucking years. That motherfucker should be fucking getting put away for the rest of his life, and he should die in fucking prison. I said it. Now, again, Harvey Weinstein, I don't know how many of those that fucking, some of them have to be fucking true. Asia Argento, whatever the fuck her name was. First, she was coming out with a case. Now, supposedly, she did the same thing to a boy that was 17 years old. Rose McGowan. I don't know how many of those cases are fucking true. Does Harvey Weinstein look like a douchebag? Absolutely. Did he probably abuse his power? Absolutely. And those cases all need to go to fucking court. But Bill Cosby was found guilty. So I'm not putting any judgments on anyone that's still pending. He was found guilty. He should do the time. And I don't fucking get that. So that wasn't how I wanted to start this fucking podcast, but that was just fresh in my mind. I fucking had to talk about that. I am worked up. I spent a fucking couple hours every day these past few days with my mom in rehab, and I got to see, you know, some fucking shit, and it really hit me hard spending some time with my mom. She's doing a little bit better now, but I'm in some kind of a fucking mood. I'm not going to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fucking worked up, and that's just me getting on a fucking little tirade. Now, something that's a little more comical that I originally wanted to come here for tonight on this fucking podcast. And again, before I get into that, you can follow me on Twitter. You can hit me up at T at t-blawg.com. Send me an email. Find all the T-blog shit on social media. Find the T-podcast on social media. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook pages. Hit me up. Reach out. Let me know if you're liking this podcast more than fucking T-blog. The written form. Let me know if you're fucking not liking it. Let me know if you're just going to tell me to go fuck myself. Let me know if you're laughing. The way you listen to this shit, is it in the car? Is it at home? Is it at the fucking gym? I don't know. I need to hear back from you. I guess it takes a little while to get some fucking feedback on and ratings and whatnot. I'm hearing from my immediate people. They won't kiss my ass because the people that keep my inner circle will tell me when I'm being an asshole if they don't like my shit. So I'm getting some feedback, some fucking good criticism, some fucking hyping me up a little bit more. But I want to hear more from you people. I didn't have this fucking dialogue back in the day. I barely fucking approved comments. I turned off the fucking comments on the website. They used to drive me nuts. I used to get junk mail all the time and fucking hate mail from girls I used to fucking date. So I had to block them. But here, I can handpick. So send me a question. Send me a DM. Lady, send me a DM. Send me your number. I'm still single. I'm just kidding. Not really. But fucking hit me up about the podcast. Anyway, I was going to come on here tonight to talk about something I saw trending in Twitter a couple of days ago. It was all over the place. I brought it up at the office. I was fucking laughing, right? This is perfect. This is the perfect scenario of this new world we're living in. Everybody's sensitive or fucking not sensitive enough. You're going to find the happy medium. What people are looking into too much, what they're overanalyzing, what people are doing to pass judgment on, right? This is fucking silly, but it's a good topic. There was a couple of tweets that got it going. I guess a writer from Sesame Street, a former writer, put something out there saying that Bert and Ernie, the Muppets, puppets if you want to call them puppets, but they're fucking Muppets. They'll always be Muppets to me. The Muppets on Sesame Street, the Muppets of fucking Kermit the Frog and all of them. The Muppets on Fraggle Rock. They're fucking Muppets. You know, I still know the theme song to fucking Fraggle Rock. I do. Curse your curses away. Save your worries for another day. Let the music play. See that shit? Muppets had a big fucking influence on my life. I don't know why. Just, you grew up in the fucking 80s. The Muppets always on the fucking TV. Again, the Muppets, they went, again, they were formerly the Muppets. The Muppets was actually Kermit in the fucking crew. Kermit, Miss Piggy, fucking Fozzie. They used to go on these little fucking adventures. My mother used to take me to go to the fucking Muppets movies. And then at home, Sesame Street was on all fucking day as a little kid. Oscar the Grouch and fucking, he's on the fucking stoop. You relate to that. It felt like I was fucking in East Boston. Those are my type of Muppets because they were fucking in the hood. They were fucking in the street. I don't know, it was New York City. I mean, that motherfucker lived in a trash can. Cookie Monster ate fucking cookies. The Count from Transylvania. He was like, ha, ha, ha. One, two, three. That was the shit back then. You know, I dated a girl from fucking Romania not too long ago. And I know it's two different countries, but don't get mad here. She sounded like the Count from fucking Sesame Street. I used to try to make her count stuff. She was a mean woman. She was very fucking mean to me. So, like, we didn't date that long. I stopped that. But anyway, she sounded like the Count. I had to throw that in there. And then, so there was the Muppets. There was Sesame Street. I mean, I'm all worked up right now. I'm all fucking energy. You know, I don't drink coffee. I'm just fucking flying tonight. I guess I'm going to burn off all the fucking energy at the gym tonight. So there was the Muppets with Kermit the Frog and his crew, his gang. There were the fucking Sesame Street Muppets with fucking Big Bird and fucking Oscar the Grouch and the Count. And then there were Fraggle Rock, the Fraggles. Uncle fucking Traveling Max and fucking Red. And the guy with his dog upstairs that the Fraggles used to come and talk. And then that was some serious fucking 80s type of psychedelic drugs when they made the fucking Fraggles. Because there was a couple of different areas. There were the Fraggles themselves who would just fucking beat down these little construction worker fucking Muppets and eat their construction pieces. I forget what they were called. I'm not about to Google anything. And trust me. They would, I think they would abuse them. I don't know if they physically hit them, but they would take the little construction workers, like fucking little houses they were building, the little fucking three-story fucking, I don't know, high-rises and shit, and they would eat that. And then the Fraggles would leave, and then there was like these things on the walls that they would touch, these stones, and they would trip balls. And then they couldn't go outside because there was the trash heap, a talking trash heap. And I think the trash heap gave them advice, but then there was other fucking monsters out there. But then again, there was that one. And I forget his name. I don't know if it was Red. I don't know if it was Red or I forget the names. But anyway, one used to go to the fucking old guy who had a little workshop in the hole in the wall. And his dog used to see him all the time. But there's a lot of shit going on in that Fraggle. It was a lot to retain as a kid. But I don't remember the storyline exactly. I have snippets of it, but I do remember that theme song. So that's it. There was Muppets all over the fucking place. But even as a kid, my mother used to fucking torment me with Bert. Bert and Ernie aside, Bert was creepy to me with his fucking unibrow and that weird looking face. My mother, when I was like 2 years old, used to torment me, right? She used to fucking put jimmies or Sprinkles, whatever the fuck you guys call them, wherever you're from. We're from the fucking Jimmy's. They're the brown ones. On my little fucking high chain, she told me they were ants and like tormented me. She thought that shit was fucking funny. Definitely caused some fucking long-term trauma. I should be seeing a psychiatrist at this point. And then that's the way she used to torture me when I was being fresh, because I was fresh. And then she would get a little Bert doll. There was a stuffed Bert doll that we had in my house. I don't know if it was mine or my sister's, but she used to put it in the hallway. And I didn't know that. And she called me out into the kitchen. Again, I was still in fucking diapers. And she'd say, "Oh, Bert." And I knew Bert was in the hallway. And I was like, "No, no." And she'd open the door and fucking Bert would be out there fucking staring at me like he was going to come in there and fucking kill me. So I never liked fucking Bert as a kid. Ernie, I was cool with. Ernie was just chill, you know. And I think Bert used to abuse him too. There was a lot of fucking abuse in Muppets when I was a kid. Miss Pig used to hit Kermit, right? The Fraggles used to fuck up those construction workers and eat their shit. And then I think Bert used to slap Ernie around. I'm not sure. Like, now you can because it's a domestic case. But Bert and Ernie, to me, even as a little kid, when I got a little bit older and would joke about it and have, like, little, like, cousins come around and I was older, I always thought Bert and Ernie were gay. I did. And I'm not saying there's anything fucking wrong with that. I didn't think back then, the 80s, anybody was going to tell a gay storyline to say that a couple of Muppets were gay. But recently, this is what got this whole conversation going, that there was a writer saying that Bert and Ernie were definitely gay. And this got everybody on Twitter, right? It's like, they're not gay. They were just best friends. Why can't they just be best friends? Why can't two fucking longtime heterosexual males live together? Why can't they be heterosexual life mates? Some people were saying, that's okay. They should be gay. It's about time we had gay Muppets. I thought Elmo was gay. I thought Elmo was a girl. Sometimes I didn't even know about him either. Like, I didn't know what Elmo was. Like, a lot of them, like, kind of unisex Muppets. But again, you hear what I'm saying here? This story? Everything I just said, let's fucking all think about one important thing, ladies and gentlemen. Fraggles aside, beating up construction workers, Bert and Ernie, gay or not, a little fucking grouch living in a trash can. Here's something. They're all fucking Muppets. Okay? Let them be whatever the fuck you want them to be. Just like fucking my mother had Bert fucking torment me. Just like I assumed they were gay when I was a kid. Just like I look back and I had no problem with them fucking the Fraggles beating the shit out of those little tiny construction workers and eating their fucking construction materials. Just like I had no problem with fucking Kermit the Frog clearly wasn't attracted to Miss Piggy. I mean, she was a pig. He was a frog. But yet she was in denial and would still try to get with him and like force kiss him and shit like that. And right now that'd be a big Me Too movement. But they were fucking Muppets. That was a form of expression, our imagination to entertain the little fucking kids. Little kids don't need to know about sexuality or domestic abuse or if somebody's tripping balls. It's a fucking Muppet. It's supposed to be stupid and silly. And now grown adults are taking it to fucking Twitter and social media and arguing over that. Are you all fucking insane? The fucking millennials. Put down the avocado toast. Step away from fucking Twitter. And stop bothering Bert and Ernie. If I want to think they're gay, they're gay. If the person next to me wants to think that they're just homeboys who can't afford fucking rent in New York City on their own, I think Sesame Street is part of New York City, that they want to live together to pay their bills, I don't know if they worked, they never had a job, then let that person next to me think that. Okay? You're talking about a show that had a Snuffleupagus. I don't know if it was a fucking elephant, it was a shaggy fucking thing. All right? Big Bird. Another one, like Elmo. I don't know if Big Bird was a man or a woman. And I don't give a fuck. He was a bird. He was a giant, yellow, fluffy fucking bird. They're Muppets. Okay? Let the Muppets be Muppets. Kids need to enjoy the Muppets. You don't. You don't. You gotta go pay your fucking bills. You gotta go to work. You gotta go to the gym. You gotta fucking watch your Netflix shows. You gotta eat your little fucking avocado toast. You gotta argue on the fucking internet about stupid shit. You gotta bash fucking Donald Trump. That's for you to do. Don't fuck with the Muppets. Let the kids enjoy them. The kids aren't gonna come up with a fucking decision until they're a little bit older, and then they'll look back on it and be like, man, you're right. Fucking Bert was fucking creepy, or Bert and Ernie were fucking gay. Or, what the fuck was up at Tickle Me Elmo? Why were my parents encouraging me to tickle a fucking doll? You don't have to think about that now, okay? You as adults shouldn't be thinking about that. If you're a parent, that's one thing. Laugh. Go to your little fucking parent clubs, your little parent fucking chats. Do what you need to do. Like, ha ha ha, look what Elmo fucking did, that crazy little fucking Muppet. Again, they're Muppets. They held with sticks under a table. There's a guy or a woman's hand up their fucking ass. And somebody does the voice. You know that, right? They're not real fucking things. Like, I don't know, you're going to get, like, all offended by that? Like, oh my God, we're going to come down on fucking Disney and the Jim Henson fucking productions because these Muppets, nobody asked their permission to stick their hands up their ass. Calm the fuck down. Let the Muppets be. Let Bert and Ernie be. One thing you can't let be is Bill Cosby. That motherfucker needs to be in fucking jail until he dies. Okay, I had to get that out tonight. As usual, until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything. Anything.